I want to talk about the idea of, I guess, the concept here of, looking backwards and forwards. There's nothing wrong with looking backwards in the sense of knowing where you've come from in life and looking at history and having a healthy, solid respect for it. That's an attribute and a virtue in my eyes, in my book. But, there was a great baseball player, Satchel Paige, who came out of the Negro Leagues and got a chance to play in the bigs. And they asked him about the past. And he goes, I don't focus on that. He goes, don't look back. Something might be gaining on you. Boy, there's some wisdom to that, too. Let's talk about it today with our good friend, the good doc, Dr. John Braccio with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And what you say and what Satchel Paige said is clearly true. Just too many people are, unhappy in the now or the present because of real or perceived failures or might have been's in their past. And others have little happiness in the present because they're looking to some future happiness based on not enjoying the present. Happiness isn't going to occur if you're focusing on what you do not have in the present. We really have to try to enjoy the road of life. Just move forward and not be focusing on the past or the future other than learning from the past and having plans and goals for the future. But if you don't enjoy the now, you're going to just end up a very unhappy person, in addition to being unhappy along the way.
That doesn't mean you be like a road barrel on the highway, where people are negotiating around you, but you're kind of stuck in one place. It doesn't mean that, does it?
No. My view is you want to enjoy the road of life. I've worked with many people over the decades, over the years, who have accumulated something or achieved some goal, but they didn't have fun along the way, and they all of a sudden realized with the goal that they didn't enjoy themselves and ought to have been enjoying the challenge, the fire, the excitement of moving forward, doing things, and not just be focusing on a goal, because once you're there, it's a now, but it can be painful even to some degree emotionally if you realize you didn't enjoy yourself, if you didn't spend time with your family,
right,
travel enough, if you didn't interact with people. So it's important to not be foolish in terms of not plan for the future. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about trying to enjoy the present. If you have a sense of spirituality, that even adds another element to the enjoyment of life. But any way you look at it, you want to be enjoying the now, enjoying the road of life, because you never really know when it's going to end.
Well, you're spot on with that. You and I have had discussions before. I think at this point in my life, I don't consider it looking back, but when I see and I add up the totality of things that I've had the chance to experience, both professionally and personally, I keep saying, well, you've lived a rather charmed life, Dave, and you've had a chance to, it's the old line, if you haven't, Walter Hagen, it's a great line. He goes, I never wanted to be a millionaire. I wanted to live like one. And it's true, the golfer, I've had a chance to do a lot of things. I look back and I go, well, that's pretty cool. I still think that's cool. That's not the kind of looking back that you would call negative, would you? Isn't that
just kind of
savoring, like you're having a nice glass of wine?
Well, no, I think, you've done TV, you've done management with the state. You have been on radio. You've done a lot of things in addition to raising a family and having a wonderful long-term wife. So I think that you can enjoy the past. You can enjoy it as things to learn from and to remember. Good memories are great. However, the point is, if we live in the past, we really don't have a present.
Yeah, you're right.
We're just going back. So
get it. Yep.
We're trying to clear new forests, if you will, make new roads and meet new people and do new things. Really make life exciting. Life is to be enjoyed, with a song in my heart, moving forward. So that's what I try to work with people. Many people that are depressed, they're saying, I'm never going to achieve what I want, or I've been a total failure in the past, or whatever it might be. And I make comments. I say, well, you've got to set new goals. You have to move forward. You have to learn from the past. But whatever you do, you have to enjoy the present. Find things. And if you don't like a job, you don't like your life, whatever it is, then you have to go about and make changes. Don't just believe that you're in you're stuck and you can't move forward. Because if you believe that, that will be your reality. So you really can't do that.
How do you get people who are in that position? How do you get them to refocus and change goals as opposed to just focus on the ones that they set a while back, whether they were realistic or not, and were not able to attain and now are maybe perhaps indeed unattainable? How do you get them to make that shift? Because for some people, that's a tough mindset to shift.
Well, it is. My goal in working with people is to try to talk about options, talk about choices, talk about dreams. And even if you don't specifically, if you're not even talking directly, well, what else do you want to do? Just try to kind of approach it differently. You know, what are things you'd like to do? What skill sets do you have? What could you develop? And then I'm very familiar with a lot of the job things in the market. I've done a lot of vocational work with people, even though it's not a focus, just by the nature of my work.
Sure.
So I just try to work with people. And once they begin to see their other choices, because I make another point, you won't have a defeat if you are working on four or five things at once. You may have one defeat, but it isn't the total defeat. It's people that are all or nothing that often end up pretty disappointed. Let's say you're in the minor league and your only goal in baseball is to get in the major league. So you just spend years in the minor league. Well, that's not going to really make you happy. You've got to look at other things. You could be a manager. You could sell equipment. You could go to school. You could do 100 different things, some related, some not related. So it's just a question of looking at options. And also, everyone has to be aware that they're really one person away from a bad job if they work in any system. Or they're one job away, if you will, that the changes can be made in the legislature that could totally change what people do. So I think it's important for people to be always looking at choices, looking at what they might do, always surveying the environment. Like I use the example, if you were a horseshoer at 25 and planned that to be your future when the automobiles were coming in, that would be a very bad choice. But you really always have to be, you have to be ready, you know, to for the future. And then Churchill, I still love that, woe be to the person when the public call does not prepared. So we want to always be training, looking forward, learning new skills, never be satisfied with what we know, but always trying to be prepared for whatever whatever might happen.
And that you know, and you mentioned the name Churchill, and there's the perfect example of somebody who thought at some point, had in his lowest moments said, you know, my best chance for achieving X, Y, or Z is gone. Look at my age. Look where I am. Look how people feel about me right now. And yet he said, I still think I'm destined for something big that's still to come. He believed that, and it was true. So in it, you never know what's coming around the corner.
Just to throw one more at you, Caesar at 26, I guess the story is that he was crying in front of a statue of Alexander the Great, saying how little he had achieved, considering to the young boy conquering wizard, if you will. But as we know, Julius Caesar certainly had a successful career until all the people he forgave after the Civil War kind of did him in. But you never know in life, not that we necessarily want you to be a warrior or anything, but you never know when opportunity, when something is going to come forward for you, regardless of your age. But if you're not ready, you're not prepared, and you're not looking, you certainly won't have it.
And here's a tip. If you're a leader, don't compare yourself with either Caesar or Alexander the Great. You may feel like you come up short. If you're a musician, don't try to compare yourself with age to Mozart. You may feel like you're just a little bit short. Go with something more realistic and set new goals. It's a smart thing to do out there. The podcast will be there shortly. Living for today, not forgetting about the past, and not overlooking what's to come, but make today important. It is there for you. And at Regional Psychological Services, you can find the podcast at drjohnb.com. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always good with you, Dave. You're a great guy.
Yep, you too. Take care.